מסכת אבות, פרק גימל, משנה יוד גימל, משנה סז. רבי עקיבא אומר, שחוק וקלות ראש מרגילין לאדווה. סז רבי עקיבא, joking, and a person who's light-headed and very frivolous will eventually, lo alenu, get himself involved in immorality. A person, when it comes to immorality, forbidden relations, you need a partner for that. A person cannot do it on his own. Two people have to commit the avodah. When it comes to Averot, a person is usually embarrassed or bashful to include someone else in an Avera. So they won't have a conversation with them about it. But when somebody is so friendly and so joking, it creates a light attitude, and there'll be less shame to talk to that type of person about sin. So if a man is acting like that with a woman, so in such a jokey way, eventually he'll be comfortable enough to proposition that type of woman for an Avera. So a person should be very careful not to be too joking with women. So when it comes to immorality, that's the fence, in a way, for immorality. Don't joke too much. Rabbi Akiva will give other fences that protect other ideas. We call them a fence, a seyag, because just like a fence guards a field, the different ideas that he'll discuss guard what's sacred in each one of the teachings. Masoret seyag la Torah, tradition, where we record the way the actual words of the Torah are spelled, is a fence for the Torah, because there's a tremendous amount of meaning and halakha that we get from the spelling of words in the Torah. We learn different halachot from if different letters are included, or if a word is hased or maleth, there's an extra vav, whatever it may be. The exact spelling that we have from the Torah is a tradition that goes all the way back from Sinai. So if a person is careful with the spelling of the Torah, he'll be able to extract and understand the real meaning of the halakha in the Torah from the words. Ma'asrot siyag la'oshed. If somebody gives ma'ased, they give a tenth of their wealth to tzedakah, then they'll become wealthy. The Torah tells us, aser te'aser, tithe, give one-tenth, you should give a tenth. So we learn from here that the double language being used, Hachamim understand, is aser bishvil shetit asher. Give 10% and you're going to become rich. We learn from the Pesukim here that the same doesn't only apply to the regular terumotu ma'asrot in the Torah, but it applies to charity, tzedakah, as well. The more one gives charity, the richer one becomes. So you want to have a fence to retain your wealth, give more charity, even though it's sort of counterintuitive. Person would think, if I hold my charity, if I keep it, I'll become more wealthy. I'm not giving up my money, but that's the point over here. Hashem is going to be with you. If you give charity, you help out other people who are downtrodden, who are poor, who are needy, Hashem will be there for you in an even greater way. When you give away your money, you'll get more money. Nidarim seyag la perishut. Swears are a fence for abstinence. If a person wants to stay away from certain pleasures or enjoyments that are technically allowed, and it could be difficult for him if he takes a neder, if he takes a swear, that'll become easier for him to not engage in that pleasure. Let's say somebody wants to make a neder that he's not going to drink wine anymore. He knows when he's drunk, he commits certain averot. So technically drinking is not asur. If he takes a verbal neder not to have wine anymore, then it'll become something that's asur. It'll become biblically forbidden to him. So therefore, that's a guidance for a person who wants to abstain from certain things. And lastly, siyag lahochma shtika, fence for wisdom is silence. Silence is a sign of a wise person. If somebody talks too much, it shows that they're lacking. They're lacking in wisdom, and they'll be involved in nonsense conversation. Somebody who wants to grow in wisdom will listen. He'll stop talking and he'll listen. And the more he listens and he really understands what other people are trying to tell him, he doesn't have anything to prove. He'll just be gaining and gaining and gaining from their wisdom, and therefore he'll be able to guard himself and to become a wise person, to show and display that he's a wise person, and then eventually grow into one as well.